Charlie Narduzzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Snaking along our front yard is a 5-foot-wide edible hedgerow bed. We wanted a garden bed that would be a transition between our lawn and the hayfield. Instead of just a row of shrubs, we decided to grow mixed edible plants. Edible hedgerows are a great way to maximize your garden space, provide a wall or barrier to block a view, define a garden, and a great place to attract beneficial insects. Plus, you get to eat from the hedgerow too. The first decision when planting an edible hedgerow is how high do you want it to grow? Some edible plants, such as bush cherries and elderberries, can grow 8 to 10 feet tall, providing a large screen. Other edibles, such as honeyberries and gooseberries, only grow 3 to 4 feet tall. The wider you make the hedgerow, the better the barrier for sight and sound. But remember, you'll need more plants. Watch the ultimate size of the plants so they have enough room to spread and not crowd out each other. Also, match plants with similar growing needs. In part sun areas, grow edibles tolerant of some shade, such as elderberries, currants, and serviceberries. Be willing to share your berry harvest with the birds, or place highly desirable shrubs, such as blueberries and honeyberries, in places where you can easily net them when fruiting. Think about fall color and interest as well. Blueberries have beautiful fall foliage, and some viburnums have attractive, edible, colorful berries. Also, remember the ground. Strawberries and mint offer edible berries and leaves and cover the ground to reduce weeding. Finally, it's okay to mix in flowers too. Our hedgerow has roses, peonies, and daylilies that add bright color to the bed. Yes, you can eat these flower petals, but we like just looking at them. And now for this week's tip. To get the best flavor from your sweet peppers, allow them to turn red. This may take a few extra weeks of ripening, but it's well worth it. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about no-dig gardening. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.